Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Like the crush, but it doesn't mean that I'm serious.
Yeah, Waller and the President are right. If you look at the inflation numbers right now, we've got the lowest inflation by any measure. Forget about core this or services that. Everything's the lowest measure we've seen in over 4 years. I think the growth is at a sweet spot. It's about to really lift off once we pass the big, beautiful bill, but lift off with supply side stimulus, which is deflationary. And so I think there's no reason at all for the Fed not to cut rates right now. And I would guess that if they see one more month of data, they're going to really have to concede that they've got the rate way too high, as President Trump and as Waller have implied.
Well, you know, the person who I think Donald Trump is disgusted with the most right now, and this is really a statement, might be the Fed chair, holding rates once again. He could tell that the president was very unhappy with it. I'd like to talk to our friend Steve Moore about it, distinguished fellow in economics at the Heritage Foundation and a must-read book. He authored The Trump Economic Miracle and the Plan to Unleash Prosperity Again. Steve, welcome back to the show. Thanks for being with us today. Steve, are you there? Can you hear me okay?
I am here.
There you are. Let me ask you about that's okay. The Fed chair, you're very familiar with this position and the intention of it. We can get into that if you want to. We certainly don't have to. But Trump really, really wants rates to be lowered. Can you explain to me in the most basic terms what Donald Trump is asking for that the Fed chair is saying no to?
Well, let's just say that we have the most politicized chairman of the Federal Reserve Board probably ever in Jerome Powell. And so he hates Trump. And so he seems to be doing things that are trying to hurt Trump and the economy. So, you know, when Biden was president, you may recall that a month or two right before the election, he lowered the interest rates as a way to give and by the way, inflation was still pretty high at that point. So he did that because he was trying to juice the economy right before the election to help Kamala Harris. Hmm. And then, you know, now we have inflation that's lower than it was when, at the end of the Biden administration, and he will lower the interest rates. So that doesn't make any sense, except for politics. And so Trump is angry at him because he thinks rates should be lower. Now, look, my own opinion is I'm kind of on the fence about whether we need a cut in the interest rates. I'd like to see it, and I wouldn't be against it. But I still worry a little about inflation, especially given what's going on in the Middle East right now and the potential for high. You know, gas prices are going to go up, and they've already gone up because of the turbulence in the Middle East. So I just want to make sure that we don't have inflation. Now, when the Fed lowers rates, it's pumping more money into the economy. And when you pump more money into the economy, that can help juice the economy, but can also lead to inflation. So the bottom line is we need a new Fed chairman, and Trump is going to pick someone in the months ahead. And we will have someone who's actually pro-growth, an inflation fighter, but someone who also wants the American economy to grow and be prosperous.
Can he fire him?
I get asked. I'm only laughing because I get asked that question 5 times a week.
I'll only ask you this once.
I don't think anybody really knows the answer to that question. I think if Trump were to fire Jerome Powell, then I think that would go all the way up to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court would have to make the decision about whether he has that authority or not. Mm. But if you're asked the question, should he have the authority to fire Jerome Powell, The answer to that question, in my opinion, is absolutely unequivocally yes, because if the Federal Reserve Board chairman isn't, who's, you know, let's face it, the Federal Reserve Board chairman is a powerful guy, one of the most powerful people in the country. If the president can't fire him, then who can?
Yeah. Yeah, that, to talk about powerful, it's like being a district judge. Steve Moore with us here right now, distinguished fellow in economics at Heritage, been a Trump economic advisor for quite some time now. I want to ask you, I know how important the Trump tax cuts being made permanent are to you. We've got the Senate July 4th deadline, or maybe even initially it was supposed to get to the president, but by July 4th. Now we've got an Iran strike. The United States obviously struck Iran this weekend. Do you feel like the timeline and the focus get shifted here, or is this a walk and chew gum at the same time thing in Washington, D.C., and the BBB will continue to be on the path to being signed?
That's a good question. Boy, you're actually asking tough questions today. I think, yeah, it could... you know, delay the passage of the tax cut. Trump wants July 4th, signing. I think it's a little ambitious. I'd love to see it, by the way. I think the sooner we get it done, the better. And it will get done, by the way. We are going to pass this tax bill. Whether they can get it done by July 4th, I think it's 50-50 at this point. It's Congress. You know, in Congress, I've said this many times in your show, they're like teenage kids. They always wait till the last minute to do things, right?
Yeah.
And so, you know, Congress always waits till the last minute. So I think we're probably going to see this, you know, go on till throughout a lot of the summer, but I hope I'm wrong, and I hope we do get it done, because look, there's not that much to, we're talking about averting the biggest tax increase in American history. We're talking about no tax on tips, no tax on overtime, a lot of very popular policies. It's going to help our small businesses, our companies that are competing abroad, so they can create more jobs here. It's a win-win, and it's a shame on every Democrat in Congress who's voted against this.
We're speaking with Steve Moore. I encourage you to follow him on X at Stephen Moore. He's a Trump economic advisor and, of course, an economic expert. One question I want to wrap up here with you. We appreciate your time. I've heard Democrats in reaction to, you know, ICE raids and immigration and people getting snatched out of their beds in their sleep. These are all the pictures that the left is trying to paint about how Donald Trump is making our country safe again due to the illegal immigration that's taken so long. They have said the Democrats would have more political success stopping focusing on immigration and starting to focus on the economy, which to me, when I hear a Democrat saying that, they think that they've got some wins to trumpet on how bad the economy is going right now. How do you compare where we are this far into President Trump's economy compared to where we were maybe last year at this time under Joe Biden?
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, let's not forget, I wrote the book, The Trump Economic Miracle, and this has been a very, look, the economy's strong today. We have low inflation. We have a pretty low unemployment rate. We have 6 million job openings. That's a lot of jobs that need to be filled. We have consumers are feeling more confident about things. What's not to like in this picture? The stock market's doing, you know, record highs. So, this is a strong economy, I think. I know. What do you think?
I certainly don't look at what I'm dealing with on a daily basis, just as a mom, as a consumer.
Yeah.
I don't look at it like it's gotten worse. I still look at things and think prices are outrageous. And I think that's what I hear the most from listeners, which is like, when are prices, when are we going to get some relief from that? Do you have any thoughts?
The prices rose almost by 30% when Biden was president, which was a scandal. And it was the reason that Democrats lost the election in 2024, because people were sick of paying more and more to go when they go to the grocery store and the gas pump and pay their utility bills and all their other monthly bills. So, but prices, we don't want prices to go down. We just want prices to remain stable. Okay, so we have a new elevated price level, and we want, I'm talking about overall, would we like to see some lower gas prices and things like that? Yes. But, you know, deflation, when prices fall, that can be worse for an economy than when prices rise. So what I want is a stable currency, a stable dollar, a low inflation rate, and a lot of economic growth and a strong stock market. And that's what we have right now.
And man, just for a moment, I know that this happens to you in your nightmares every once in a while. Think if Kamala Harris were president, where we would be at this point in time.
No, it's true.
Yeah.
If we continue with these policies, I'll just mention one on the way out, which I think most of your listeners are familiar with, but it just astounds me. You know, the numbers just came out about a week ago. Illegal immigrant crossings are down 93%. Under Trump and my friend Tom Homan, who's done an amazing job securing our border. Why couldn't Biden do this?
He could. He chose not to. I think
he chose not to.
Yeah. It was a choice.
They wanted the illegal immigrants to just come flowing over the border. And you're not going to talk to anybody on your show who's more in favor of immigration. We have a new report showing, you know, we need more illegal immigrants. But the step one was to get control of our border. And Trump has done that. And I wouldn't have ever believed he could do it this quickly. Yeah. But it's been an amazing transformation. And now that we know that the border is secure, now we can let the people come in who want to work and want to contribute to our country. And we need them in a lot of areas of our economy. So let's do that. But the step one had to be to secure the border, and Trump has done it. And for that, I really salute him.
Amen to that. Steve Moore, thank you for your time. As always, we appreciate you.
Thank you, Annie.
Take care. Bye-bye. He is a distinguished fellow. What a title. In economics at Heritage, at the Heritage Foundation, a Trump economic advisor. Been in many meetings directly with President Trump about the economy. Huge expertise and experience in this type of persuasion. We're grateful that he gives us the time on Mondays. When we come back, we're going to dip into the latest on what is taking place in the Middle East. We know that Iran has launched missiles towards a U.S. airbase in Qatar, but we need to get the details on that. Now, Israel is launching missiles back at Iran. That is something that has maybe been happening every day. I mean, Israel striking Iran is not brand new information, but it is continuing to happen. And I'll note, Steve Moore just said gas prices are going to go up. People have said that, of course. Thank God for Donald Trump and his willingness to utilize our domestic energy sources to help alleviate that. The stock market right now, the Dow is up 300 points. So I don't play the stock market in any way, shape or form. Like, I know what's going to happen. But when I look up there and I see the green box, I'm thinking, OK, well, that's not the if the stock market were down, Ryan, right now, 300 points, the left would be talking about how dangerous and careless President Trump is because of just specifically a moment in time where it's down.
Yeah, that would be one of the top headlines on most of the news networks other than Fox, probably. But it's not. It's up. And that is a little surprising to me.
Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll dip into some live coverage of what is going on and get the latest. Right now, I think the focus is on Qatar. And then Jim Talent joins the show at 1:30. Always love to hear what he has to say. We'll get an update from Friday. What happened since Friday? Oh, I don't know. Maverick went into Iran and took care of business. I said this to you guys privately in the chat. I don't think you acknowledged it.
I did acknowledge it.
In writing?
I put you a little thumbs up emoji on there.
Rude.
I did.
Rude. You might as well just said, okay.
I will next time.
Do you know anyone who's talking about this looking like a Maverick?
Not as early as you were.
That's all I wanted to hear.
Congratulations.
Captain Pete Mitchell, the boys in the bombers, plus one woman, I understand. Pete Hegseth made a mistake there. We'll get to that as well. Coming up next, your YouTube live chat poll vote. Do you support President Trump's Iran strike? We'll be right back.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Lemonade! Fresh! Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.